Unscripted, unshackled, uncouth. What you're about to hear is for mature ears only. It's Miguel.
Ricky.
Yeah.
You're a dumbass. Have a wonderful day, okay? Bye-bye now.
Holly.
I finally got boobs and a butt back.
And Scotty the Body.
Am I not as cool and good-looking as I think I am?
The Miguel and Holly Uncensored Podcast.
No, my tongue feels too big today.
Only from Hot 101.5.
Give me Kit Kat or give me death.
Tampa Bay's new hit music.
Another day, another Miguel and Holly Uncensored Quarantine Cast.
Damn it.
There we go.
Listen, you went for it, though.
We've been broadcasting a lot lately.
I know.
Yeah, we'll get into it. We have a lot of stuff to get to this morning or this day whenever you are listening. But thank you to everyone that has taken the time out to send us a DM, to send us a review. And we got a really cool review I want to get to from iTunes of someone that's so awesome. But the fact that you are taking the time to listen as we're doing a new one every day, thank you so much.
Absolutely.
All right, let's get our special guest. All right, Holly, how do you say her name?
Tweelon.
Okay. So bad.
All time is Tweelon.
Hi, Tweelon. It's Miguel, Holly, and Scott. How are you? Oh, wait, can you hear me? Oh, is it doing that thing?
Oh, it's doing that thing.
Oh, wait, hold on. We're going to call you back and reestablish the connection. Okay. Oh, wait.
Oh, she's there.
Can you hear me?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, there we go.
Why didn't we call her before we did this?
I don't know. Well, because we were trying to go real fast because she actually has a call she has to get on at 11.
Are you on speakerphone or Bluetooth?
I'm on speaker.
Maybe try taking us off speakerphone.
Okay. I put it on speaker because it was doing a thing earlier. So let me try putting it back on.
There we go. So I tell you what, phones can launch rockets.
Yeah.
You can do we can control the radio station from our phone.
Yeah, but we can't really establish a good connection usually.
No.
Can't just talk to each other.
There we go. So before we get into introductions, I have to tell you, because we've never met in person, I am awful at pronunciations of everything, which is why whenever Holly and I do anything in person and people are like, hey, can y'all host an event or can you read something? Holly is always the professional reader.
Yes.
And I am the color commentator. And so I was like, oh my gosh, how do I pronounce her name? And Holly was like, oh, this is how you pronounce it. And so if I mess up your name, please feel free to correct me and smack me in my face, okay?
Here's a really easy way to remember it. It's Tweelon, so it's like Tweety Bird and Mulan together.
Ah, Tweelon. Got it.
Tweelon.
That was perfect. So you are a reporter over at WTSP here in Tampa Bay, Channel 10, and you've been here for how long now?
Just about 7 months.
7 months. Okay, so I saw this morning, because it is Friday that we're recording this, so if you listen over the weekend for point of reference, because like we've been saying with our, now that we're doing the podcast daily, if you listen to this maybe on Sunday, and news is changing hourly.
Yeah, did you know they just pushed taxes to July 15th?
I didn't see that.
Yeah, just now.
I just went to the bathroom.
Oh.
That was, what? Oh, damn.
Yeah, guess what? Tax day's not April 15th. It's July 15th this year.
Wow. Okay. Wow. We'll see. That's how fast news changes. So if you're listening to this on Sunday and we're referencing something, we do apologize. So Tweelon, I saw your tweet this morning about your sister. Can you walk us through what I saw this morning on your Twitter?
Yeah. So actually, I was just going through a number of things that have happened to myself or my family. Being of an Asian background, we're Vietnamese. But a lot of people have been pushing a lot of fear, racism with the outbreak of COVID-19 across the country. This is happening all over the world. So I was talking about how about a month ago I was flying home from Milwaukee here to Tampa, and a lady sitting next to me on my flight asked me if I was from China. And I said, no, I'm from Milwaukee. And as soon as we hit cruising altitude, she got up and said she had to go to the bathroom and never came back to her seat. So she was uncomfortable like the whole time and then just ended up getting up and switching seats when she could.
Right.
My brother just visited recently this week. He left yesterday. But before he left, my parents had to prep him to say, when you get on that flight, when you go to the airport, just try your best not to cough. Don't sneeze. Don't scare people. Mm. We don't want people to get freaked out and then come after you. So it's just been, you know, you got to be careful, even though you shouldn't have to think twice if you've got a sneeze or cough or something.
Right. Well, everybody is so aware, hyper aware of sneezing and coughing. But what really sucks is that if you happen to see someone of Asian descent sneeze or cough, you would hope that you wouldn't be like, oh, that's extra coronavirus. But unfortunately, and thank you for making this so blatantly obvious for us, it's happening, and it's happening to you.
Right. I see it. I mean, it was a minor thing to me. I didn't want to cause a stir. I was just going to let it go. I was tired. I wanted to sleep on the plane, so I did.
Mm-hmm.
But there are other people across the country, I mean, that are getting attacked physically, verbally. There's a student in California who just hired Glory Allred as his attorney.
Oh.
Because he coughed in class.
Oh my gosh.
And a teacher discriminated against him, allegedly, and then made him sit in the back of the classroom for the next week.
Wow.
That is, I have no words. And I'm a black man, and so I empathize with you to the nth degree. There's something that I talk about all the time about how, you know, growing up black, I've learned that when I'm in a store, I never put my hands in my pockets. If it's cold, I try not to have I take my jacket off because I don't want people to think that there's something in my jacket. And these are things that I was taught as a black man, as a black boy growing up. This is just what you have to do to make sure people don't feel uncomfortable around you or they don't accuse you of doing something. So
yeah, and that's where we are right now. I mean, I spoke to a professor at USF. He's a medical professional and the Associate Dean of Diversity at the Morrisani School of Medicine. And he was saying this happens all the time in times of crisis. He's black. He said he had to teach his kids how to act around police.
Mm.
He has to deal with all of that. He sees it in the medical field. He says after 9/11, it happened with people from the Middle East.
Mm-hmm.
So it happens every time there's something involving an ethnic minority.
So I'm curious, and I don't want to get political because I know you're a reporter and you have objectivity. We don't.
No.
Not on this podcast, at least. On our on-air show, we stay away from politics. We try to, you know, be on the lighter side of things, but we do delve into that occasionally on our podcast. So I think I saw it was NBC News posted a picture on their Instagram of President Trump giving his remarks, and any time on a speech that it said like COVID-19 or coronavirus, you could see where it was scratched off and it said Chinese virus or whatever. Do you think that's contributing to the discrimination?
I will say this. When I spoke to Dr. Haywood Brown from USF, he says it all leads by example. So when people in authority say something, this could be a parent to a child, a teacher to a child, a person in a political field who says something, people follow by example. So if somebody else says it, then it becomes okay for other people because they said, if that person says it, then it's fine for me. If a parent cusses, a kid might cuss and say, well, mom, dad, you did it. So he says that happens all the time.
Now, on the other side of that, because I love to see the hot takes on Facebook from people.
Ugh.
When you go through the comment section, when, you know, news places like yours, WTSP, will share an article like that, and then people say, but this did come from China, so why can't we call it the Chinese virus?
So my response to that is you would turn to the World Health Organization. Their advice is to not call a virus from where it originates because it alienates the people who live there.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't call it the Wuhan virus. We're advised not to call it the Chinese virus, the China virus, because that creates a sense of xenophobia and also then creates a sense of otherness, which really we're not about. We're a melting pot. We have so many cultures in this country. And so it really creates a dangerous sense of otherness when we're really just all fighting this together.
I love you. You are so, like, hitting the points that I could never be able to properly say.
Honestly, Tweelon, we probably could have gotten to what you said in about 35 to 40 minutes. And because, we're smart.
Yeah.
We're intelligent. It takes a little bit of know-how to get where we are.
Mm-hmm.
But you were able to so succinctly sum it up. So just thank you for that.
Of course. Thank you. I'm here anytime.
Well, that's awesome. Well, before
it's my job. I sum everything up in a minute 30 or less. So I can do that for you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you've been in Tampa Bay since the summertime. How have you enjoyed our fair city before this pandemic has
swept through?
Exactly.
Florida's different, y'all.
Yeah.
It's really different. I came from Buffalo, New York. So it's very different vibe, different people, but the sunshine is nice. Mm-hmm. I hate mosquitoes. I hate those little other bugs that bite all over you.
Yeah. The no-see-ums.
Now I'm really curious because my boyfriend, who we talk about on our show and podcast a lot, is from Buffalo, and I've been there, quite a few times. And the biggest fights that my boyfriend and I get into are about food, because being from Buffalo, he is a Buffalo food snob. And so no pizza can ever compare to the pizza in Buffalo. No wings can ever compare to the wings. And you don't call them Buffalo wings. They're just wings because they got to be crispy and not too saucy.
Oh, my goodness.
These are things that the conversations we've had over the years. Are you the same way when it comes to food here in Tampa Bay?
It depends, because I'm not from Buffalo, but I would say that was my home last. So I'll defend, like, a Buffalo chicken wing.
Mm.
My boyfriend is from Buffalo. I snagged him there and brought him down here.
Oh.
So he loves Buffalo pizza.
Mm.
He is the same way. There's nothing like it. I like that thick crust, because it's like a puffy dough pizza, and he'll defend it until the day he dies.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, I like all food, so whatever.
Yeah. Yep, I feel that.
That is awesome. Well, thank you so much for sharing your experience, and I think it's so important for people to realize that it seems super simple and this is me speaking not for you, this is Miguel Fuller, because I know you have to be objective because you report the news, but me as a personality, quote unquote, I give my opinion. And I think that we need to realize that when you have someone with the pulpit that our president does, and he says things like that, and it seems simple. When you first hear it, you're like, oh, well, it did come from China.
Right. And that's the argument that I hear a lot, where I'm like, okay, yes, it did come from China. So that's accurate information.
Right.
But that doesn't mean that that's what we should do.
And I think what you said, the professor said, that it's making...
It creates otherness.
And it's not bringing us together. And when in a time like this, we don't need that sort of rhetoric. We don't need that sort of talk. We need to be fighting this together so we can all come out on the other side of this. And so thank you so much for taking the time to share that experience.
Of course. Thank you, guys. But I'll just close with this. I know I talk a ton. I love talking. So, I mean, it is science. The virus affects everyone. It doesn't matter if you're black or white or Asian. If you're a man or a woman, it affects anyone. So we can't call it a Chinese virus when everyone of every race, every religion is being affected by it. And that's what it is. So just be nice to people, teach others to be nice. And if you hear somebody being not nice, call it out. That's the only way we learn.
True that.
Mm-hmm.
What time can people see you on WTSP?
5 a.m. to 7 a.m. Monday through Friday.
Wonderful. And what's your social media?
It is at Tweelon WTSP, and it's spelled nothing like it says. T-H-U-Y-L-A-N WTSP.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, and we'll be watching you on the TV. And after all of this is over and we can actually, like, not have to stand 6 feet away from each other.
And, go to a restaurant or bar and have a drink.
We will do that.
Right. Yes. Wonderful. I'm looking forward to it.
Awesome. All right. You have a great weekend.
Bye.
This is why I couldn't be a news reporter.
No, and that's the difference. Like, news reporters are so good at that. And well, we're like, well, let me tell you five different ways, and then I'll figure out the point.
I think probably the biggest thing that we've ever been told by bosses through the years, Holly and I, is we tend to repeat ourselves and each other. So once I point this out and you listen to our show, and we try really hard to follow this advice, but Holly will be like, so Oprah has this new movie coming out this weekend, and it's called To Kill a Mockingbird. And I'll be like, oh my God, I'm so excited Oprah has this movie coming out called To Kill a Mockingbird.
And I'd be like, now, To Kill a Mockingbird was actually a book, but Oprah really wanted to look into getting into movies. And then Miguel will be like, well, you know what? When I saw Oprah in a movie, like, it's just too much. It's too much.
She was just like, to the point, boom. And I love that pivot when I was like, whatever, I asked her, and she was like, well, the professor said,
right.
And I was like, girl, get it.
Yep.
Get it. She a pro.
Mm-hmm.
She a pro. So I feel like every day, if we can, to try to bring some different perspective as we're dealing with the coronavirus, because I feel like one of the things that I'm realizing, and I think all of us are realizing, is that there are so many angles and twists and turns to what we're going through right now that, like, I didn't even think about that would be something that we'd be dealing with the coronavirus, is the xenophobia.
Yeah. And it doesn't seem like, I got into an argument, not an argument, I would not say that. I got into a disagreement with somebody about this, where it's like, okay, well, it's from China. It's the Chinese virus. Yes, that's accurate information, but there are many reasons why we cannot say that. Well, you're just trying to be PC. Well, okay. I feel like we get into that debate when we're talking about calling people snowflakes and stuff. When you're actively talking about a group of people, and then I'm like, well, what about the Chinese people that are, you know, getting affected by this? Well, nobody's talking about the Chinese people. We're talking about the Chinese government, and they don't even like their own people and all this and this. And I'm like, okay, I get it. I do. But you have to also see that if you are a Chinese American, or like Thuy Lan, if you are Vietnamese or any kind of Asian descent, there are people who will then take what President Trump said, the Chinese virus, or, you know, if they started calling it that or whatever, then they're going to be like, well, I don't want any Chinese people here. And then they're going to group everybody under the label of Chinese people. Doesn't matter where you're from, Thailand or whoever knows where. And they're going to lump everybody there and just be like, well, better safe than sorry. Just get out of my backyard. And this is how it becomes a problem. And I know it seems like, especially if you are white, like, white Anglo-Saxon Protestant, whatever that WASPy thing is.
Yes.
If you're a WASP and you haven't ever had to deal with something like that, or maybe you haven't had a friend who's closely dealt with something like that, then it is foreign to you. And you're thinking, well, what's the big deal? Just trust me when I say it is a big deal for someone.
And it takes away from the important things that we should be talking about.
Yes.
Like when I was watching the press conference that President Trump was giving, and a reporter asked him about it, and I'm like, if you would just call it its scientific name, we could be talking about, when are we going to get more tests to be able to give? Mm-hmm. How are we looking with the ventilators? Mm-hmm. There's so many more things we need to be talking about than calling it the Chinese virus.
Right.
Last thing about this, then I want to move on. Scott, your girlfriend, am I correct that she is part Chinese and part Middle Eastern? Or
Yeah. So she's half Chinese and then half, like, yes, Middle Eastern. She was born in Dubai. And so that side, yeah.
Now, has she dealt with anything, or has she mentioned anything to you with this, or her parents?
I think she was very upset in the beginning when people were classifying it specifically. Obviously, yeah, if it came from China, yes. But what happened is people then start pointing directly and blaming Chinese people.
Yeah.
And so she was getting a lot of that backlash. And so I had to make sure, like, when I was going around and I was correcting people with it, because it's upsetting, because in those same instances, like, people discriminate. It's like either they're going to avoid you, talk like you're the problem, when it's like, it's a virus. It's not a person. Like, don't blame a people for a virus. That's just whatever.
And regardless, does it matter at this
exactly.
point? At this point, we're in the thick of it, so
everybody has.
Let's worry about containment and washing your damn hands.
Speaking of, let me read a text from our midday guy, Chase, who comes on right after us. Yep. And normally, I would have brought him in here into the studio to talk about it. But right now, with social distancing, I mean, like, I thought about it earlier. I'm like, even though we, the three of us, are in a studio, like, I haven't even walked near you, Holly.
I know. We are actually doing the CDC recommended 6 feet.
Right.
I was going to use a pen after you used it, and I got nervous.
Absolutely. Listen, when I handed you my phone at the beginning of the show to do a Facebook Live, I was like, ooh, maybe I should have wrapped it in like a Clorox wipe or something before I did that.
This is stuff we got to think about.
This is, Chase, who comes on after us. His uncle is a doctor in Connecticut.
Okay.
And Chase sent me a screenshot of this that he sent, the doctor sent to a bunch of people in his family. So this isn't something that he pulled off of Facebook or Twitter, you know, some random piece of spam. This is from an actual doctor. On Wednesday, Holly, what's that word?
I don't know.
Wednesday, what?
Intubated.
Yeah, put tubes in.
Ah.
For breathing. Like when they knock you out and they put breathing tubes in so that you're not having to breathe on your own. That's what a ventilator does.
Oh, okay. I intubated our first COVID-19 patient. 66-year-old male, otherwise healthy. His chance of survival is less than 3%.
Oh, my God.
Otherwise healthy?
Yes. Please stay home. Do not go work if you're not in healthcare. Trust no one. This virus uses the young to hide and hits the rest violently. Every young person can become a carrier and a lethal weapon. That is exactly what happened in Europe. Allow no one into your home.
Cool.
So let that sink in. And I thought that this was a perfect text because something that I had that I wanted to talk about was we all, I think, are trying to come up with little excuses to, like, get that last minute thing in before things get crazy.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm going to be completely honest that I get my hair cut every week. And I was like, you know, they don't have a lot of people in my barber. And my barber anyway is like super clean. I mean, like if he has people back to back when I go in, if he's running late, he'll be like, hold on. He like cleans everything, sanitizes everything. And this is when I first met him. This is why I really liked him.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, you know, if I go get my hair cut today, like I know he's above board and he's going to be sanitary. And then I was like, you know, is it really worth it? And I was having that sort of battle back in my head today because I'm like, I've literally been going straight. I mean, once I went to Publix and once I went to Target this week, and I haven't been anywhere else. And so I was like, I just love to just drive because he's in St. Pete Beach.
Yeah.
And let me just 30-minute drive just have to go home, get a haircut, and then I'll go back home.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going.
Mm.
I'm not going.
That's insane.
Yeah.
So I think that to me was so sobering when Chase just told me that. And I was like, we're taking it seriously, but then we're kind of not.
Right. Right. Because it's like, well, people aren't like sick in the streets.
Right.
So, and we're very much a, I don't believe it until I see it culture.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yep.
So it just, like, it's almost too much. Because I think that's what the problem is. Because I don't know what else to do.
Right.
As far as my mom goes. Like, I don't know what else to do. I'm trying really hard. I just got kind of emotional about it. I'm trying not to be, but it's like, as much as she frustrates me, I don't want her to die. Yeah. So, like, if I get it and then give it to her, like, that's, I can't imagine.
Right.
I have to live with that. So I just don't know.
I think.
What else I can do, I guess.
Well, I'm not a healthcare professional, obviously.
Mm.
But I think from like this moment for us, so like right now it's March 20th, and we've done a good job of not going anywhere. Like I haven't had dinner anywhere. Like I've had takeout and whatnot, but I haven't sat down at a restaurant or anywhere. now it's time to like shut the fuck up and take it seriously.
Yeah.
You know, like when you read something like that. And that's why, like, some of my friends this weekend were like, oh, you know, our small group of friends, let's have a little gathering at their pool in their hot tub, and it'll just be, like, the five or six of us, you know? And it's like, I don't know where they've been this week.
Right.
I know they've all been working from home, but, like, what if they, I don't know, they were at Publix and someone coughed accidentally.
Well, what if you even, like, grabbed the cart, you touched the cart wrong. And right. You could, it now on your hand, you rub your head.
Right.
Now it's on your head. Like, you have just contracted the virus because it's a virus.
Right.
It's like the storm that we're waiting to see happen. We're waiting for these clouds to roll in and then everyone's going to hide inside. The storm's here. Yeah. It's already happening. It's just you have to be smart enough to be like, all right, I'm going to take shelter now. I'm not going to see rain falling from the sky. I see viruses crawling around that are obviously microscopic. You can't see them.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just weird because people won't take that to heart until, you know, their neighbor is all of a sudden, like, in the hospital. And then you're like, oh, it's that close.
Yeah.
It's that close now. She just can't see it.
When you go home, like, does your mom, because your mom lives with you upstairs. Mm-hmm. You have, like,
She's got a whole apartment up there. It's like the mother-in-law suite. I mean, I could rent it out because it's a completely separate unit.
Right.
You go with the same door, but, I mean, it's all just up there by itself.
Do you, like, have you thought about just asking her for, like, see, I don't even know. Like, do you say, hey, for a week, can you just stay up there? Like, is it feasible to say, hey, don't come down? Like, how does that, I don't know.
Okay, but Miguel, I can't.
Right.
Because she's watching my kid.
Mm.
Yeah. Yep.
Right.
Yep.
And now I'm dealing with Maya's father, Chris, texting me this morning, and he's like, can we come get Maya today? Which, in theory, is great because, I mean, we've had Maya now for a full week in that Maya and my mother have not left the house since last Friday.
Oh.
And they go on walks together with the dog, which is fine. You can be outside. They're not, like, hanging out with people, but they go on walks, and then that's it. They haven't been anywhere else. And so it's a little bit cabin fevery, especially for my mom, who is 71, and dealing with a six-year-old for a good part of the day, because Maya will wake up at like 6.
Oh, yeah.
And then here we are. It's 11 o'clock on a Friday. I haven't been home since, you know, 5:30, and or a little earlier today, and my mom is just with her all day.
Right.
It's exhausting. And so even just for a break, it would be great if Chris and his girlfriend could take her for a while. But now, as of today, Chris texts me, and he's like, hey, so can we come get Maya for a little bit today? And I was like, let's have a call after the show because I'm like, where have you been? Have you been social distancing? Has she? I mean, she has because she's a teacher. And so they haven't been in school either since last week. So she's pretty much been at the house. But his company, he does pest control. And this is like the crazy line of, six degrees of thinking that you have to go through now. So his company doesn't give an F about, you know, their employees. And so they're like, well, you still have to go do your rounds. Just make sure that you're standing away from people. Mm. I'm like, okay. So hang on, let me pull it up because I don't quite remember. Mm. So I said, how have you been about social distancing? And he goes, I didn't work yesterday and I'm not working today. Took off all of next week trying to stay away from this thing. Which I'm like, okay, that's good. So they're relatively doing okay in their house. But what about Wednesday, Tuesday, Monday? How far do we need to go down the line? Like, is he safe? And this is what totally sucks. If there were tests, we could know.
Right.
We could just easily get a test, and then we should all be still safe. But then I could be like, well, I could know if my kid is safe around her dad. And it's not even, like, I understand, like, you know, I don't want my kid to get this. But from what we've seen from the research, the kids are the carriers. And so what happens if I send Maya over to her dad's house, even for a day or whatever? He has it from some client that he saw, like, a week and a half ago. She gets it. She comes back into our house as a ticking time bomb. Infects my mom, and then my mom dies. Like, I just don't know. So, I mean, do I need to worry about it in that capacity? Or do I need to say, okay, well, we know that the cases in Florida are lower than some states, and it looks like Florida's infection rate started a little bit behind, like California or New York or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So are we okay, and have we been doing enough as a state? because it's just so much unknown information. And like I said earlier this morning, I have never been a germaphobe. So I'm new to this whole thing. Yeah. Not like being a clean human. Like I wash my hands after I go to the bathroom. But do you, like, I don't know. We, last Friday, we disinfected, like, all the doorknobs, all the light switches, mm-hmm. everything in the house. And so I wash my hands and sanitize and everything when I come in after work every day. Is that enough?
That's what is so frightening about this is because we don't know. I don't know. I think all you can do is just keep taking the proper precautions mm-hmm. to do it. So I and every time I'm like, oh, well, maybe here's a solution. Here's a solution. I don't know.
I don't know either. Like if we behind the scenes here, so we were told that, you know, things were in place to maybe have us work from home mm-hmm. in the future if we have to.
Right.
And I was thinking, I can just go over Miguel's house. Like that's a lot of extra work. And our show sounds better when the three of us are in the same room anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And we live close. So right. I'm like, I could just go to Miguel's house to do the show. But then what if any one of your roommates was somewhere that we don't know?
Right.
And they're sick.
Because I don't know where Dylan goes during the day.
Right.
And my boyfriend, Abe, I mean, he owns his own business. And so he's still painting. But they're outside, him and his business partner. So they're not, like, inside with the people. But I don't have a camera on him all day to like know.
I know.
You know, and I mean, and there's so many facets to this because him and I've talked about it and he's like scared too. And he's like, but I can't not work because right. he owns his business.
Right.
And mm-hmm. the day he's not working, there is no more money. And so because we don't know how long this is gonna be, how long it's gonna go.
Right.
It's like it's so fucking frustrating right now.
It is. So I don't know. And we talked in yesterday's podcast, we talked to Dr. Wendy Rice about the whole co-parenting thing. And they're like, you know, well, maybe they just stay with the safer parent for a while. But then how long? How long right. do you go without seeing your kid?
Right.
There's just a lot of questions. I'm really torn. I honestly don't know what to do. Because this is my weekend anyway, so she wasn't going to go over there regardless. But at some point, it's going to be his weekend. I'm on the fence. That's why I said we have to have a call after the show, because I'm going to talk to him and I'm going to be like, you have to be serious with me right now. And I mean, he's sometimes a crazy ass, but he's a responsible human in that, like, we both know that our parents are both at risk. Right. His mom lives in the panhandle and she has COPD and she has trouble breathing anyway, is a smoker. And I'm like, your mom is super at risk.
Yeah.
My mom is super at risk just because of her age and all of her medical history. So we both have parents at risk. So I'm like, are we both doing enough? Do you think that you are safe enough to not let Maya infect Nana? So we're gonna have a call after this, and honestly, I don't know which way it's gonna go, because not only would it, I mean, she should see her father, but it's a lot. Single parenting a kid while you're also trying to do work and homeschool, it's a lot.
I tell you, I feel like sometimes it makes me want to just like go literally take a shower and just go lay in the bed,
yeah,
and just sleep.
Well, and we can't do that because then you're gonna get depressed.
I know. But it's just so, like, when you think about the magnitude of it, because sort of in the same vein, my boyfriend's dad had a liver transplant about 3 years ago, and he just had a pneumonia, and he had to go back to where he had the transplant, and he's been in the hospital for, like, a month. He had, like, tubes in him to, like, drain the fluid around his lungs. I mean, just awful. But he's better. And he just went home yesterday.
He better super quarantine.
And I was like, don't let anybody into that house, because you know people are going to want to come see him Mm-mm. because he's been, you know, in the hospital a town away. And I'm like, and even his brother, Abe's brother, who's in, he's getting his mat. Oh, fuck. I just thought about the fact that we were supposed to go to his graduation in May.
Yeah.
That's not happening.
Not going to happen. Nope.
Sure not. So I don't know what to do. So I'm going to sing about it.
So I don't want to end on this note.
No, let's not. Actually, Can I tell us what we should end on?
What should
Do you
we
have
end
something
on?
In mind already?
No, I was going to think of something real quick.
Okay, I heard from my dad.
Oh!
Yeah, I know, right? He's alive, y'all.
That's good.
Wow. Because you haven't talked to
Remember we talked about it on the podcast?
I
was
actually, like, I have it on my list of things to talk about with your dad, but I was going to,
I talked to my dad, y'all.
Okay, what did he say?
All right, here's a conversation with my dad. Now, if you remember from the last podcast, we don't talk too often. We'll try and reach out to him. He's just never, he doesn't get back to anybody. No idea. And so interestingly, this feels like 5 days ago. Yesterday morning, I sent him a Facebook message because, quick side note, I'm trying to, Maya got through her first chapter book. We read a chapter, one chapter every night for a couple of weeks, and we got through it. And I was like, oh, this is a thing we can do now. And I thought, I used to have a bunch of those Babysitter's Club books and Babysitter's Little Sister, because Maya's only six. Mm-hmm. She didn't get a new Babysitter's Club yet, but the Little Sister books. And I'm like, I wonder if those are still at my dad's house. Because he lives in, like, the old house that I grew up in. Mm. And I'm wondering, maybe they're in the basement somewhere.
Right.
So I reached out. I go, Dad! This is how, in my head, I talk to him. Dad! Do I still have books at your house, like Babysitter's Club and such? And surprisingly, right away, he said, I don't think so, but I'll look around later. I was like, whoa!
Oh!
I got my dad!
Wow!
I need to, like, while I have him on the line, it's like, you have the lifeline, and you're like,
seriously, you're like, hey!
I'm like, okay, thank you. And then I explained why we found out Maya can sit through multiple days of reading a kids level chapter book. Hope you're being careful. Wash your hands. Also, I called the other day. How are you?
Wait.
Uh-oh.
Did he respond back to that one?
He did.
Oh!
I
thought he was going to be like, bitch, that's all you get. You get one text.
Well,
that's it.
That's why I put all that in there. Because I was fully expecting no more responses after that.
Right.
Bitch was chatty.
Wow. Okay.
He goes, no, I'm going to say it in my dad voice. He's like, no problem. I have the cleanest workspace in the shop. And then apparently my dad got jokes.
Wow.
No problem. I have the cleanest workspace in the shop. We also have a used gear checking machine being put together in inspection. We got it from a sister company in Wuhan, China. But that wasn't a joke because he really did.
Oh.
I go, And he says, it was shipped last year. They're putting it together now. I said, maybe you should not do that. Is that a thing? Like, it came from the city where there was a huge viral infection.
Mm-hmm.
He said, it's been in the back for a couple of weeks now, so it's no problem.
Oh, good.
Okay, well, stay healthy. It's crazy out there. We miss you and love you. He said, love you guys, too.
Ah!
I had a whole conversation with my dad.
Yes! Tim O'Connor.
Coming in with the win and some jokes.
Look at that. Wow. Who knew?
He got a gear manufacturing part from Wuhan, China. I was like, what?
Wow, that's the epicenter.
Apparently it's okay.
Now, is he, was that it? I mean, he's doing okay?
Apparently. Seems like he's okay.
I love it. Tim O'Connor got jokes.
Tim O'Connor not only alive, but got jokes.
Wow, I'd love to get him on the phone one day and do, like, Tim O'Connor tells dad jokes.
No.
Okay.
It will sound like this. I'm back. Dad, are you there?
Yeah.
Hey. He just doesn't. He's not. No.
I'm glad he's doing well.
I am glad to hear from him. So I thought that was a happy note to end on.
I love that. Scott, real quick. We talked about this on the show this morning. Are you going to go pick up your girlfriend from Virginia?
I don't know. Literally, the last text I sent her, well, she texted me back. She's like, let's see. So I was like, are you sure? Like, I'd have to leave either today or early tomorrow morning. She says, maybe I'll have to see. I was like, what's your decider? She's like, well, I have to get my place all ready and I have to clean. And I was like, do your parents know you're coming? She's like, no, not yet, because I just thought of it today. So I was like, yeah, I saw that. So it's literally the ball is up in the air, and I'm like,
You need to go get some sleep.
Well, if I go pick her up, yeah, I definitely will. I would not leave now. My only thing is I do have, like, obviously I have stuff that I still have to do for the station for this weekend, and I can't just, like, on a whim just leave. I mean, I guess I can. But, so it's kind of up in the air right now, and I do have it in the back of my head. I'm like, I don't think that she would be a carrier right now. I really don't. It is a back thought of, like, but what if? Like,
yeah, that's God my problem.
Mm-hmm.
That's my problem with Maya's dad.
And that's what I don't know. Like, and that's what I'm saying. Like, if it was going to happen, it would happen, like, now. Because, you know, obviously they're discovering more cases, And I do think that, like I've said it every time, it's going to ramp up.
Yeah.
By a lot.
Yeah. Right.
So by then, it's like it's almost going to be inevitable for her to not be a carry at some point. So if I'm going to get it, or if I'm going to get her, this is the weekend.
Yeah, it's either now or not at
yeah.
all.
That's what I'm thinking. So I don't know. I don't know, because even the more I think, I'm like, oh, man, that's a long drive. It's just going to – that's a long drive in itself. To do it day to day is – because I would go, probably spend the night there, get up early in the morning, and drive back.
Yeah.
I'm going to be honest. I do not look forward to that drive. That just sounds
But think
long.
About what happens – when you finally get there, though. I mean, so it's not like you're driving, and you just go to sleep. I mean, you're driving, and then it's like.
I've been really trying. I mean, I'm not going to lie. That does sound like that is worth every hour of that drive.
I mean, I've done some pretty dumb things to make that happen.
Have you driven 12 hours?
Close to it, actually.
Oh, my gosh.
As the reason why I just thought about this is because I remember once when I was in college, and it was during my two-year drought from adult time.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's.
And I remember as it was coming to a close, I was chatting with the guy online. And because of, you know, this was, I don't know, I could never meet anybody around me. It was always online. He was always a town over. Well, this guy, we were like flirting hot and heavy for a couple days online. And then it was like one night we were on AOL chat.
Oh.
Yeah. And we were going back and forth and, you know, just like, yeah, I do this. You do that. Yeah. And I was like, I'm driving to you.
Oh.
I was like, okay. And I don't remember exactly how like the events went down because we didn't have GPS then.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, my God.
So I just remember he was like, you get on this highway, you keep going to exit whatever, and then you make this. And I think I put it in the MapQuest, and I don't remember exactly why. Maybe it's because it was just late at night and I was just like ready to get it. But it basically took me 3.5 hours to get there. So I got there and I was like, hey, it's time, girl. I drove 3 hours, honey. And then we were like making out, and like good. And then when it was time to like do the like thang, he was like, I don't do that on the first date.
Oh, you don't? I'm sorry. Whoa, what?
I don't. And I was like, okay, we said in this chat what we would do to each other.
Uh-oh.
And he was like, well, I was just like, you know, priming the pump, you know, just talking. I was like, I just drove 3.5 fucking hours. And I can't even.
Oh, okay.
Nothing.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's disappointing. Yeah, no.
And then I drove back, and the.
My gosh.
Yeah, then I had to drive back home. Oh, because I remember. The memories. Drive. I had to be back by 9 o'clock the next morning to take one of my friends to get results from an STD test.
What a time.
That is ridiculously ironic.
Like, how college is that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we'll see. I don't know if I'm going to make that drive. I don't know. We'll see.
Wow.
Maybe I'll drive through the night.
College.
Okay.
Hold on. Real quick.
Yes.
I got one more thing.
Okay.
Okay.
What?
Who would you call now?
Hopefully the Lancer. If not, I'll just read a message.
This is Shannon.
Hi, Shannon. It's Miguel, Holly, and Scott. How are you?
Hi, guys. How are you? Very busy.
Oh, I know. We just have a quick second. You all have some really cool things happening with Feeding Tampa Bay with people that need help. Because I got a message. I told a story this morning on our show about one of my friends lost his job with everything that's happening right now. And then Kelly sent me a message saying, there are so many resources right now for people that maybe are a server or a retail worker or whatever the case may be. If you are out of a job right now, there are resources to help. And real quick, what are you all doing to help Tampa Bay?
There are. So we're Feeding Tampa Bay. So we are first responders in our community. We actively take care of over 600,000 food insecure people on a daily basis, but we are ramping up all of our programs and even creating more opportunities for our Tampa Bay area. We cover 10 counties. So we're making sure that everybody has a meal, available to them. So, for instance, on Monday, we are providing 17 opportunities, adding them, adding more opportunities even as we speak for kids that are out of school where they can have a meal, a lunch, or a dinner, and we're sending them home with breakfast. So we'll be adding those opportunities every day. I just released all of the information for Monday. We're providing opportunities for seniors. And I know, much like Kelly told you, if you find yourself in need of a meal and your funds are dwindling, use those funds to keep your lights on, to keep gas in your car. Go to our website, feedingtampabay.org. You can look at the top, find food. There are maps and opportunities. We're giving boxes of food that are shelf stable, and we're also giving fresh food as well. Let's say the Lightning just gave us a bunch of food. Busch Gardens gave us all of their fresh food.
Wow.
Wish Farms is bringing a truckload of strawberries, Ooh. Fresh strawberries to us right now as we speak, and loading them in our docks. There is no gap in food. We are able to provide it for everyone. And we also want to encourage anyone who's going to their grocery stores right now and buying in bulk, your Publix, your Walmart, your Winn-Dixie, anywhere that you prefer to go. If you just give them a little break, cut them a little slack, they'll be able to replenish those shelves. Mm. Everybody needs just to take a breather. They need to listen to what all of our media, thank God you guys are first responders too. Listen to what everyone is telling you. Calm down, stay safe, stay home, keep distance from people that you don't need to be around every day, such as your family and your close friends. And let's all ride this out and stay safe. And that's what it is. But we've got food for you. Don't panic. FeedingTampaBay.org. Find food.
Thank you. That Woo! Is wow. the inspiration we needed at the end of our podcast.
Absolutely.
Oh, that is fantastic.
We got that.
Oh, I love it.
And a couple more things.
Yeah.
If you want to volunteer, so we have safe volunteer opportunities, keeping up with all of those guidelines. You can find.
Uh-oh. Shannon. Hello. Uh-oh. Hold on.
Well. We know that.
There?
There we go. There we go. There, we got you back. Okay.
Are we back?
There we go. Yeah, we got you.
One more.
You have volunteer opportunities. Uh-oh.
See, phones can launch a rocket, but they can't give the details.
Stupid phones.
That's a full circle moment.
All right. I'm assuming it's feedingtampabay.org.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's different, Shannon, just send me a text.
And then
we will put it in the notes of the podcast. Because for some reason, we still can't hear you. But thank you so much. But Shannon, if you can hear us, we will check in with you next week. Oh, there we go. The phone just dropped. All right. Oh, all right, cool. We're ending on a positive note. Tim O'Connor is alive and texting.
Yes!
And there's plenty of opportunity to get food if you're in a tough spot. And keep sending those to us. Anything that you have that you know that can help,
mm-hmm.
send it our way and we can share it on the podcast and on the air. Because right now, we in this together.
Yeah, we are.
Amen.
We're in this separately, but together.
Holly, we're 6 feet away,
yes,
but together.
That's right.
What's your social media?
Radio Holly on all the platforms except for Facebook, which is Holly on Hot 101.5.
Scott?
At Scott Tavlin. Everything.
Miguel Fuller, MiguelFuller. Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, and TikTok.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Please be safe this weekend.
Social
Stay away.
Distance.
Thank you. Stay away from everybody and only put your mouth on the person that you know. Bye.
Hey.
Oh, wait. Real quick. Shannon just texted me and said,
yes,
you can volunteer or $1 equals 10 meals.
Oh, all right? Wow.
$1 equals 10 meals. So hit up feedingtampabay.org. Okay. That's it. That's all I got.
Okay.